Mostly sunny and 24 in Shepparton. With the latest Goulburn Valley news, I'm Wade Stevens. The Andrews government says the Goulburn Valley will directly benefit with new skills, good jobs, more schools and better roads as a result of the state budget. Over $375 million will go towards big ticket items in Shepparton. The biggest is Stage 2 of the Shepparton Rail Line upgrade. Funding's also been locked in for the Shepparton Education Plan and two roundabout upgrades along the Shepparton Heavy Vehicle Alternative Freight Route. A brand new $23 million Centre of Regional Excellence for Aboriginal Victorians in the GV will also be established in Shepparton to provide employment pathways. Local coalition elected representatives and candidates say the funding is all smoke and mirrors. Ryan Speed has more.
Both Liberals upper house member Wendy Lovell and Nationals candidate for Shepparton Peter Schwartz are quick to point out that only $5 million from the $313 million Stage 2 Shepparton line upgrade will be delivered during the next financial year. Nationals MP Tim McCurdy says Daniel Andrews is full of announcements but empty-handed on actual delivery, referencing a lack of progress on overtaking lanes on the Murray Valley Highway between Cobram and Yarrawonga. Deputy Nationals leader Steph Ryan says an impeding election has prompted a desperate bid by Labor to fix TAFE issues after doing nothing with the training facilities for more than 3 years, saying instead of rescuing TAFE, Daniel Andrews has gutted it.
Numurkah teenager Chase Monaghan is wanted on 5 arrest warrants over assault-related offences. Police described the 19-year-old as 190 centimetres tall, Caucasian with a slim build and short hair. He's known to frequent Rushworth and Seymour. And the AFP will deliver a cyber safety seminar in Shepparton this morning, focusing on what to do if parents or teachers suspect potential criminal behaviour or cyberbullying online. Detective Superintendent Jane Crosling says plenty's gone into the scheme to make sure regional internet users aren't left in the dark.
I think it's important that they're not left in the dark about some of the risks, but also the benefits of technology.